Say hey there, Tampa Bay. It's Sabes here, and I'm ready for your Tampa Bay Sports Second with me, Roy. News. We've got news coming out the A-ish right now. Obviously, Duke winning the NCAA basketball championship. Connecticut for the women's over there. We got the fruit. I'm writing it right now. Fruit Madness. You cunts. Elite Eight, you got Braeburn, McIntosh, Honeydew, Bartlett going against each other, Orange, Raspberry, Banana, Nectarine. We're going to see where that goes. You want to know who's going to fucking win it? You got to fucking stick around, you piece of shit. Let's go with NFL right now. NFL. You got the Bucks heading out to Eugene. I punched a kid in the face. His name, Eugene. He took the hat off my head, and I punched him in the mouth. On the bus, front seat, in front of the bus driver. You don't do that. I may be remembering that wrong. It might have been I took the hat off his head, and he punched me in the mouth. Doesn't matter. Either way, I was awesome. I either punched him or took the punch like a champ. One of the two. More likely, I took the punch like a champ. I don't remember crying ever when I got punched in the face. But we will be moving on. NFL, Stephen Ridley, free agent who was on the Pats. Was signed to the Jets, which I feel like is a cunty move. You just don't do it. I got fucking mosquitoes in my goddamn ear. There's mosquitoes trapped in the studio, folks. You just don't do that. That's shitty on his part. You take a job, they're gonna pay you. What are you gonna do, say no? So they're stuck, the Pats are stuck with LeGarrette Blount, who's getting a very belated suspension on possibly a drug charge that came up at the beginning of last season. I may be wrong, but why are you fucking putting it into play the beginning of this coming season? There's a fucking... Oh, crushed him, bro. Pick that fucking mosquito out of the goddamn air. You're dead, you piece of shit. And like I was saying about Eugene, the guy I did or did not punch in the face, the Bucks higher-up scouts GM went out to Eugene to check out Mariota. So it does kind of leave a little, like, who are they going to go for? Even though these fucking pieces of shit, just guys, fucking, they need something to talk about. So they go, this is the draft. This is what's going to happen. This is who's taking the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth pick. You know, what are these fucking, Jesus, do you really have to do 24 hours of fucking news? Because it's not fucking news. It's a guy guessing. It's a guy guessing what is gonna fucking happen. Just fucking stop it. There's no need. There's no fucking news. You're trying to make fucking news. Okay, they're hoping something's gonna happen in the Hernandez trial with Aaron over there. They're just hoping something. God, we hired a fucking woman, a female ref, which is good. That's good. But that's just covering their ass from last year with the amount of women that got the shit kicked out of them. Let's hire a female. I'm wondering what's going to happen. In that case, you hire a female referee. She makes a bad call. You yell at her like you would any other ref if you're unhappy with the call. That's what you do. But I'm curious to see what'll play out with that happening. Bucks visiting Mariota out there in Eugene. I still got this goddamn thing on my shirt hanging up on the wall. There. It peeled off. Fuck's sake. Getting ready for the kickball league. That should be embarrassing. I met up with a couple of people from the team. I know a fucking handful of them. Literally handful, which is five. So we'll see how that goes. We'll keep you updated with the... What a scam. It's a fucking scam. If you know people who want to play kickball, get together with them at a field that's empty and fucking play and start your own league. It's a very... You can make some cash off it. Okay, because these fucking people... Kickball society, they are fucking raking in bank. They are raking in the fucking money right now. Let me blounce on over to the NHL Lightning win Thursday night against forget who they were playing. I just can't remember. I can't remember. Can you hold that against me? Wait. Devils. They played the New Jersey Devils in Tampa. Tampa won 4-3 in overtime. Sadly, Montreal won against Detroit 4-3 as well in overtime. So that puts, if I can look at the standings there, that puts Montreal at 108, Tampa Bay 106, and Detroit 98. So that's pretty much locked up, the 1-2. Tampa Bay, I'm pretty sure, has swept Montreal this season. So we're just looking at it. Most likely what's going to happen is it's going to be Montreal, Tampa Bay, Detroit, New York Rangers, Washington, New York Islanders, and Ottawa and Pittsburgh. Ottawa and Pittsburgh in the wild card with Boston just on the outside losing tonight to the Florida Panthers. Terribly, those pieces of shit. So they may miss the playoffs. They play Lightning there Saturday night, which I will not be able to go to. I am seeing one of Boston's own, Bill Burr, out there in Clearwater. So Boston and the Lightning is going at it Saturday night, which will be, I feel like if Montreal and Tampa Bay are tied, if they're tied, they can, Tampa Bay can push their way into first. They're tied because Tampa Bay's got the wins over them. You know what I'm saying? Like they beat them too many times to not be in first. So it's a good place to be. I'd like to see Boston push their way in. If they win Saturday, and Pittsburgh and Ottawa do not win, they can get in there. So we'll see how that goes. But Tampa's in the fucking playoffs and they're playing well offensively, defensively. It was a good game tonight. Maybe not defensively, but offensively, it kind of went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It was fucking nuts. Every time they were down, they fucking 2 seconds later, they came back up. So it was a good game. So why don't we bounce on over? Bounce on over. Monday kicked off the MLB opening day for the Rays, that is, and they ended up losing. Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. They ended up losing Monday. They ended up losing Tuesday. But luckily, pulled out the win there on Wednesday against the Orioles, and they will start back up today. And that's a today when you were listening. That's Friday. They'll start back up against the Marlins. Yeah, so they got the win Wednesday night against the Orioles, 2-0. One of those coming on a walk. So, not too great at this point in the Eastern Division there, American League. You got Baltimore sitting at number one with 2-1, Boston 2-1, Toronto 2-1. So, really nothing. Yankees 1-2, Tampa Bay 1-2. So at this point, there's nothing to be fucking worried about. Chris Archer looked good through a couple innings on opening day. And yesterday was a very good game. So we'll see what happens between the two of those. Really, it's a very... I think that's one of the... The East American League is probably one of the best. Because just, especially after last year, how many teams stepped up, especially Baltimore and Toronto. It's always been Yankees, Boston, and then Tampa Bay snuck in there, and then slowly the others came in and started doing some stuff. So it's very good, very exciting division to watch. So keep your stupid eyes out. Keep your stupid eyes open on that one. Keep your stupid fucking eyes open on that one. And we hop on over to something else, because we haven't talked about everything there ever was. I'm sure there's something on my phone. There's something written down that I can complain about, right? Is there something I can complain about? There's got to be something I can complain about. I don't want to get too crazy, but I always screenshot these fucking articles. Oh, there's one. Giants. They got the contract set with Brian Sabian, Bruce Bochy set in for, I believe, 2019. Brian Sabian. Locked in. He's not the GM anymore. He's locked in at VP. He's my uncle. So he's locked in at VP at this point, which is good. They've been looking good. Listen, you know what fucking teams I like. Okay, I got one. I used to have one in the AL, one in the NL. Now I got two on the AL. Okay. That's just how it is. I got one in the AFC East. I got one in the NFC South. That's just how it is. I like sports. Why not support as many teams as you can? Don't be a twat. Just enjoy the fucking game. Hiccup. How about those? Remember that pizzeria? The pizzeria there in Illinois? Wait till they've... I'm pretty sure they've gotten... almost $1 million in donations. Now listen. That's a non-taxable donate, because it's not a donation. They're not a not-for-profit fucking business. You will not be able to write that off on your taxes. And that business taking that money in will have to pay taxes on almost $1 million. So I hope they use all that money. Like, I got no fucking, you know, hey, you do what you want to do. you do what you want to do, but it goes both ways. And that's the way people have to look at it. You know, because and something interesting I saw was this business that was run by a couple of their homosexuals. That's what they call them. And they were saying, well, I wouldn't want to be forced to make food for an anti-gay rally. Which kind of flipped it, and I guess I understood. I understood. But it goes, it must go every way. It must go every way. If you walk in wearing a little necklace, and it's got a cross on it, and, you know, I don't believe in that. I'm not saying I do or don't, but I'm just saying, if I want to be a cunt, I can go, I'd rather not because of that. Just be prepared for that. Be prepared for that. Fruit Madness, you cunts. After coming off some real hardcore political shit. Working their way. Final fruit, you fucking cunts. We got Brayburn beating out McIntosh. This is true. This has already happened. Brayburn beating out McIntosh. That was a surprise. We got Bartlett Pear beating out fucking Honeydew Melon. That was a given. That was a fucking given. You got Raspberry beating out Orange, which is a tough one because fucking oranges are very good. They're tough to... I feel like you start off, you're like, I don't want to eat a fucking orange because I got to rip into it. I got to fucking chew through this goddamn shit. It's very tough to get through, but... very good, but raspberry advances. Banana loses to nectarine. Nectarine, very, very sexy, but they lose to banana. I'm sorry, they beat banana. But obviously, when it comes down to it, banana wins sexiest fruit. Fruit. We're not talking vegetables. We're talking fruit. Banana wins sexiest fruit. That's banana sexiest fruit. That's a given. We knew that was going to happen. So in the final fruit, you got Brayburn, Bartlett, Raspberry, Nectarine. So we'll see where that goes. MLF. We got the Major League Soccer here. We got Portland Timbers versus the Orlando City Lions going at it Sunday, April 12th at 5 p.m. That's going to be on ESPN2, so everyone out there should be able to watch it, if not stream that shit. We got to fucking get a win at some point. You got to get a fucking win at some point. I mean, they've gotten one. They've gotten one. That is, they're at the bottom. They've still worked themselves, you know, they're in sixth. Okay, they've gotten one win, two losses, two ties after playing five games. Which, Christ, I mean, they've gotten four goals in five matches. It's not good. But they got the Portland Stonks going at it there, which are sitting at 1-3. So I don't know what's better. I really don't know what's better. I guess getting the Portland fucking Timbers are going 3-top. Yeah, we got fucking 2. I guess it depends on what fucking conference you're in. But that'll be going on Sunday. It's a nice stadium. Get over there. You know? And then you got the Rowdies firing up. The Rowdies. They will be kicking it off. Sad day. Right? right? Saturday against someone at Lang Stadium, St. Petersburg Historical Waterfront Baseball Facility. Real nice area. I've been to it, and just put some fucking asses in the seats. Oh, opening day for the Rays. Let me just talk about Tampa Bay sports. Opening day for the Rays, sold out. Sold out. Day two, it dwindled. Day three, it was fucking embarrassing. Embarrassing. It was fucking embarrassing. Coming from an area where the Red Sox were a team. And yeah, they fudged the numbers for sold out, but it still looked respectable. Put some fucking asses in the seats. And I think that's what comes down to them wanting to move the fucking stadium. So anyone listening that lives in St. Pete that likes baseball, fucking get your buddies to fucking go with you. Because if not, they're going to leave, okay? Because most of the fucking people, apparently, are over here. People will go if it's easy to fucking get to. Okay, if a game's at fucking 5:30 and I'm over here, I'm not gonna fucking go. That's a fucking fact. That's a goddamn fact. Okay, just, they're such a good team. You know, and I can't imagine being a player. Well, I can, man. You can fucking pay me whatever, and there can be one guy in the fucking seat. But just being a player, I'd be like, whatever. Alright, so I'll be hurt. Okay, I'll admit that. But as a fan, it's fucking embarrassing to see that on live national TV, not just, you know, Tampa Bay Sports or, you know, Fox, FL, Sun Sports, whatever. But on national, it's fucking embarrassing, which you're never going to see that unless they're playing away. If they're playing away, they'll show a Rays, Sox, Rays, Yankees. They'll show that shit. But it is a little embarrassing to see that. So, check out... check out something. Why don't you check out something? We got the Rays kicking it off tomorrow against Miami. Tomorrow meaning today when you listen to this. And then you got the Rowdies on Saturday. You got Orlando Stonks on Saturday as well. And then you got the Boston Bruins against your Tampa Bay Lightning going at it as well on Saturday, as well as Bill Burr, which that's all sold out. And I will be going to that, which I'm looking forward to. Here we go. That's that. Raspberry beats Nectarine, no doubt. Bartlett Pear beats Braeburn Apple. You got Bray against Rasp. Fact. That's the championships. I know this. Listen, and it comes down, you gotta factor in what can I do with this fruit? I can't just eat it. I gotta make it into something. Pear, you can make a nice little pear tort. But I'm gonna tell you from the beginning, raspberries got it. Winners, my good chums, we'll keep on winning until we're done. We are the winners. We are the winners. No time for those who did not win, cause we are the winners. Thank you. That was a little tune that I made up on the spot. Okay. Raspberry. Listen, I bought some fucking whipped cream. fucking whip that. You buy some heavy whip, and you whip that shit up, whip some fucking raspberry. Raspberry wins. No doubt. No doubt. They were fucking chewing. They were gonna win. You knew it. Okay, I'm glad the fruit's done, because my fucking diarrhea is just mental. It's mental, and I'm glad it's over. I'm glad it's over, everyone. So I will be starting my kickball, and I'll keep you informed as to who wins. I got fucking high hopes for these cocksuckers. Okay, I've checked out the teams. I said, oh, look at those guys. They think they're hot shit. Fuck you. I'm going to blast it right in his goddamn sizzle chest. Right in his fucking sizzle. Right in his fucking chest plate, that cunt. You know who I'm talking about. Okay, let's wrap this up. Lightning rolling into the playoffs. Rays got their first win of the season rolling into Miami. Orlando out of the playoffs. Orlando MLS trying to get something going. Rowdy's kicking off the season. And that's it, right? Am I missing something? Bucks getting ready to draft that fucking player that no one will stop talking about. That's the Tampa Bay sports scene at this point. Go out, watch some sports, people. There's enough going on this weekend. It's exciting. You got the German Cup coming up here. It's going to be good. You got the UEFA coming up over there. So, hey, have some fun. Tampa, be safe. Everyone, be safe. Be good. Don't be a cunt. Don't be an asshole. Don't be a fucking... Just don't be a piece of shit. Just don't be a piece of shit. If you got something fucking, you know, it's that same shit that you heard when you were a kid. If you got nothing good to say, don't say it at all. It fucking rolls over into this. If you don't have any fucking thing good to say, shut your goddamn stupid cunt hole. It was, you know, it was a little rolled off the tongue better from the teachers. But don't be an asshole. Speaking of don't be an asshole, whoever the fucking cunt is out there who stole my fucking debit card, you're fucking dead. Okay, I got a special set of skills similar to that guy. Okay, you got a special set of skills. Okay, and it's my buddy holding you down while I fucking shit in your goddamn pie hole. I just fill your stupid fucking mouth with my feces. That's my special set of skills, okay? And you contract some sort of fucking disease because you have ingested my feces. Okay, that is my special set of skills. So just fuck off. You're fucking done, you scum. Walmart, really? You fucking cunt. You went to Walmart in a fast food stop? Really? That's all you spent? Come on. I'm a little better than that. Walmart in Orlando? For fuck's sake. You're the fucking worst. You're the worst, and I hope you rot in hell. You're a fucking piece of shit, okay? AIDS, cancer, fucking, I can't even think of HIV that goes along with AIDS, obviously. Dengue fever, just normal flu, the common cold, diarrhea, I hope you restless leg syndrome, just all of it. I hope you fucking get that. If that's what you have to, just fucking be a normal goddamn person, work for your fucking money. You get me so worked up. But everything's straightened out. I hope whatever cough syrup you bought can make you enough meth to feed your children. And I hope you rot in hell, you piece of shit, fucking nothings. You're nothings with your little fucking stupid fucking champion fucking Velcro shoes and your goddamn little sweatpants, you fucking piece of shit. Hope you rot in fucking hell. You didn't really cause that many problems for me, but seriously, you're nothing. You're a fucking cunt. You're a scumbag. Okay, this is, it's too much. Even I am uncomfortable with the amount of hate that I'm spilling out. So I will close it out here. Tampa Bay, take it sleazy, you fucks. Strong.